Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
The most listened to sports show in the state of Georgia, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Kingsland, St. Mary's, Waycross, Blackshear, Statesboro, Valdosta.
That's a nice listening area. A lot of fine folks in those communities. Been to all of them many times.
Yeah, same here. Never had a bad time in any one place.
Especially Valdosta.
Waycross is not my favorite.
Waycross is, I've had some good time. I've issued some softball beatings in Waycross on many occasions, though, back in the day. I know it doesn't look that way now by glancing across here at me, but I played on some quality softball teams in my athletic career. I'm talking about state championship caliber softball. That's something that, you know, state championship caliber is a word that's not in your vocabulary, but it's been in mind for quite some time.
I do have the championship belt on my mic.
Okay. There you go. You're a champion.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sdhs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
And those guys do take good care of you. I'm going to tell you a true story in case for those of you guys that are just tuning in for us for the first time. So about a month ago, a little bit before Christmas,
hear this story again.
I was playing basketball at the gym, and I was playing with a group of 18, 19-year-olds, and I juked one kid, got him to bite right. I went left, drove by the other kid, faked a pass, got the kid to bite, held the ball, dunked on both kids standing there, and tore my MCL in the process. Southeast Georgia Health System and Summit Sports Medicine have done a fantastic job of getting me pretty close back to normal.
Okay. I'm not even going to comment on that story.
That they've done a good job?
No. I'm sure they did. I'm pretty sure they did do a good job, but the details in the basketball story leave me scratching my head a little bit. But that's okay. That's your story. You can tell it the way you want to tell it.
There was a time on this show where my nickname was The Truth. I don't know what else you want from me.
Let me just go on record and say live at a little after 10 a.m. on this beautiful Saturday morning down in the studio in Kingsland that Jason Bishop is not dunking on anybody in a basketball game, period. End of story. Unless it's a seven and a half foot goal, 8 foot goal.
I feel like that you're insinuating that I'm not being honest.
I'm just saying you're not dunking a basketball over nobody, especially a 19-year-old kid. You might have took him to the hole, and in your mind you was getting ready to dunk, and you ended up bouncing, you know, shooting a layup off the backboard. But you're not dunking on anybody.
10 feet to the goal. Super Bowl.
City of Atlanta is the center of the sports world this weekend. Doesn't it seem like the last two Super Bowls in Atlanta, they've had ice storms. Looks like the weather's going to hold out this year.
We'll see.
And Rams and the Patriots. Patriots are 2.5-point favorites right now going into the game. You got a battle tomorrow. Running back, you. Legends. Sonny Michel. Sony Michel, excuse me, and Todd Gurley. I just want to watch the game just to see who has the best game between those two.
Just from what they did in college, take the NFL out of it, because obviously Gurley's been around a little bit longer than the NFL. So let's just take what they did in college. Which running back would you rather have had?
Gurley. I mean,
Sony, how many big games did Todd Gurley win at Georgia?
He had Mark Richt as a head coach.
I mean,
Georgia's mentally, if Todd Gurley played for Kirby Smart, he'd win a Heisman Trophy. Would have. There's no question in my mind. No,
you're right. There are a lot of questions there.
My wife will beat me up for saying this, but my wife loves her some Sony. Loves it. Got a jersey. Number one, wears it every football Saturday. And she would say Sony, but I'm saying Gurley.
Sony made a lot of big plays at Georgia.
He's a Rose Bowl hero.
Clutch player.
We don't beat Oklahoma if it's not for Sony.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
You trying to replicate what I do here on the show.
I mean, but you asked me who I would take. I'd take Gurley. Outside of Herschel Walker, Todd Gurley's the best running back ever to step on the campus at the University of Georgia.
Garrison Hurst is pretty good.
I'm just saying.
Patrick Pass.
Okay. He played for the Patriots, by the way. Yes, Patrick did. Pass did.
Uh-huh. Pass was a beast.
But I take Todd Gurley. One time there was Todd Gurley, Sony Michel, Nick Chubb in the same backfield at Georgia.
I'm going to put that on the Twitter question of the week as one of our questions. As a Georgia, do you know who Patrick Pass is? That's going to be on. You can find that at Twitter. Go to Twitter and then search for Bishop_show. We'll have it up momentarily. Do you know who Patrick Pass is?
Patrick Pass was a highly recruited athlete coming out of Tucker High School when he went to the University of Georgia. Big time player. Big time. But just didn't have the greatest of careers at Georgia, but had a good career.
Let's go and speaking of the Twitter stuff.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and update with the questions from last week, since I want to go ahead and jump into questions for this week.
Okay.
All right. So one of the questions from last week, I think we had three. How many defensive coordinators has Tom Brady gotten fired? Your choices were none, maybe a few, or more than we can count. 75% of our listening audience, more than we can count.
Yeah, he got one fired right after the AFC Championship game. The next day, one got fired. Monday, we firing a defensive coordinator.
I love this question. Like, I think this might be one of the top three questions we've ever thrown out there.
Right.
Was the NFL pass? Was the pass interference call against the Saints, or the no call really against the Saints, a great play by Nickel Roby Coleman? 50-50. I think it's a great play.
Helped them win the football game. It was a bad call, but it didn't get called, so it's a great play.
Rams are going to the Super Bowl. Saints aren't because of that play, probably.
And then this guy is going to talk trash about Tom Brady during Super Bowl week. Talking about he's too old, this Roby cat. He's definitely not as good as he once was. But, you know, Tom Brady, when the game was on the line in Kansas City, what happened? Let them right down the field. Kansas City didn't even get the ball in overtime. Touchdown. Ball game. Going to our ninth Super Bowl. Nine Super Bowls. Not two, three, nine.
No other quarterback's been to more than four in the modern era.
Nine Super Bowls tomorrow.
No other quarterback's been to more than four in the NFL era since the merger.
Mm.
Four is the most.
And he can win his sixth Super Bowl tomorrow. Number six.
No other quarterback has won more than four since the merger.
You've had some that's been undefeated in Super Bowls, like Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw.
Both of those guys they won four. They went to four, they won four.
And so, you know, he's 5-3 in the Super Bowls, getting ready to go to his ninth tomorrow. I'll give you my prediction later in the show.
Okay. Would you play for the Padres even if they stunk because you lived in San Diego? 90% of our listening audience says yes.
Yes. Obviously, the people that responded have been to San Diego because the weather out there is just, it's 70 degrees year-round. Perfect weather.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
I can guarantee you now, from here on out, that since that bed played, I'm going to take it to another level, because that always gets me fired up.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Good.
Got our weekend review coming up after we do our sponsor stuff. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf and by Jessup Furniture. Drum roll as we have a new read for Edwin Watts Golf.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, the mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge. Exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf, for a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you can win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
Edwin Watts Golf is a great sponsor of ours, and they believe in challenging Kip on his live reads.
You even said it was a tough read, man.
It is a tough read.
Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. How many footballs would it take Tom Brady to beat Eli Manning in a Super Bowl? Depends on if the balls are inflated or deflated. Braves, stop talking to the Marlins about JT Realmuto. They want the whole county of Gwinnett in return, and you already have two catchers. The Atlanta Hawks had as many players make the All-Star team this year as times Kip and I have participated in an NBA All-Star game. Write this down. The Rams will be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy tomorrow night. If the Lakers get Anthony Davis, they will win the NBA title. The Braves are heading into spring training and still have 900 starting pitchers on the roster. The Marlins have offered Bryce Harper and Manny Machado 10-year deals for $4.2 million total, and that may be their best offer. Write this down. The Patriots are going to be Super Bowl 53 champs. Gurley, you taught Sony Michel everything he knows except how to win big games. Tiger season is almost back. Oh yeah, golf too. And these are my thoughts.
So let me get this straight. Maybe I'm not listening too well, but did you pick both the Patriots and the Rams to win the Super Bowl? Is that what you did?
One thing that I have told you over and over in our listening audience.
Wow.
When I tell, I don't get things wrong.
Okay. You picked the Rams to hoist the trophy, and write this down. The New England Patriots will win Super Bowl 53. Okay. You got it. Somebody's going to win.
I didn't say they would win Super Bowl 53. I said they would win Super Bowl LII.
If the Patriots win tomorrow, does some other player other than Tom Brady win the Super Bowl MVP?
No.
It doesn't really matter, does it? It's kind of locked in.
No way, no how.
If the Rams win, you think Todd Gurley will be the Super Bowl MVP?
Or Goff. One of those two.
Sony got a chance to be Super Bowl MVP?
No.
Okay.
No shot.
You know, the University of Georgia has the most Super Bowl MVPs of all time. Hines Ward, Terrell Davis, and Jake Scott. Back in his early 70s.
I don't know who Jake Scott is.
Jake Scott was a all-pro safety for the Miami Dolphins.
I was thinking he played for the Saints for some reason.
Mm-mm. He played on that...
He was a center?
He was a safety. He was a... he played on that undefeated Dolphins team in 72. Pro bowler just about every year.
The NBA has an all-star game coming up.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when? Like this weekend?
I don't know.
No, it's Super Bowl weekend. Next weekend?
Let me give you the guys that are going to the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, let's hear this. Let's hear this who's who's list.
It's a pretty good list. If you follow NBA stuff.
There's like an 80-year-old D. Wade on the list?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so here are the starters. This is the West starters.
Okay.
The Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's a player.
LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid.
That's the West team?
Well, there's no East-West anymore.
Oh, they split them up, right.
Yeah, that's okay. That's Team LeBron.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess. Well, those are the starters. Okay, so here are your starters. That's what I got to do.
All right.
Paul George, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, and Kemba Walker. All right, so those are your starters. Remember, there's no East-West anymore. It's basically Team Antetokounmpo and Team LeBron.
Team LeBron. Okay.
The reserves.
Team LeBron. LeBron James plays for a team that's 27-25. If the playoffs started today, the Los Angeles Lakers will be on the outside looking in. And you're going to name an all-star team after this guy.
Because if he wasn't there, they would have won maybe three games.
I mean, he's LeBron James. I guarantee
best
you.
Best player to have ever lived.
I guarantee you, and I know this, there's no doubt in my mind, if Michael Jordan played for the Los Angeles Lakers in his prime right now, if he was here in his prime playing for the Lakers like LeBron is, the Lakers probably what, 52 games, they'd be like 43-9. They would.
With the same roster and yeah. Michael Jordan versus LeBron James, you're telling me that there is a, what is that, 10, 15, 18, that's an 18-game difference? You're telling me, wait, because I really want to talk about it. You're telling me.
I'm telling you.
You're telling me that Michael Jordan is 18 wins in his prime.
Yeah.
Is 18 wins better than LeBron at the tail end of his prime. Is that what you're telling me? 18 wins.
I'm telling you that this Laker team would be in first place in their division, and they'd be sitting there with over 40 wins right now instead of two games over 500. I guarantee they wouldn't be two games over 500 because Jordan would be punching people in the mouth.
And you'd have a very disgruntled team because no one would ever get any other shots than, other than Jordan.
No, they would get out there
LeBron
and play.
LeBron facilitates the ball. Gets everybody involved. They feel like they're a part of the team. They all contribute. And then if LeBron needs to step in and take care of the game, he can do that. Jordan couldn't ever do that. He couldn't facilitate. He just scored. That's all he ever did, score. Big deal.
They needed him to score.
Do you want to hijack the show some more, or do you want me to finish the NBA stuff?
Finish it up, man. Okay. I'm just telling you, you got offended when I told you that the Lakers would be...
Because you said something ridiculous. 18 wins. You're trying to tell me that Jordan's
43-9 or 42-10.
Jordan's 18 wins better than LeBron in their primes. No, he's not.
He's
probably three games worse than LeBron.
No. There's no doubt. Yeah, I know with this, he's four NBA championship rings better, or three, whatever, however many. How many has LeBron got?
How many finals did Jordan go to, and how many finals did LeBron go to, and how many bad teams did LeBron carry to the finals?
6-0, baby.
Okay.
Chicago Bulls, 6-0.
And LeBron's been to more finals than that.
6-0. Yeah, he's lost more. He's lost more finals than he's lost the same amount of finals that Jordan won.
So again, do you want to continue to hijack the show?
I'm not hijacking. We back.
Do you want me to finish?
You've been itching for this debate now for a few weeks. I've been sensing it. You started bringing NBA into the show. You started wanting to try to bring the NBA, and you knew where it was headed. So I've been waiting for you to do this
on the the show notes.
Yeah.
All it says is NBA All-Stars. It's got nothing about LeBron or Jordan.
I raised the question, why do you name an all-star team after somebody who's 27-25 and not even in the playoffs right now?
Because he's the best player on the planet.
Apparently not. Why they always trying to go out?
LaMarcus Aldridge,
okay.
Bradley Beal, Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin, Nikola Jokic. I don't know who that is. Damian Lillard, Kyle Lowry, Chris Middleton, Dirk Nowitzki, Victor Oladipo.
Dirk still making all-star teams?
He was a special selection.
Oh.
D'Angelo Russell, Ben Simmons, Klay Thompson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Nikola Vucevic, I don't know who that is, Dwayne Wade, and Russell Westbrook are your all-stars. And now, since Kip has eaten away that whole segment with more of his Michael Jordan rhetoric, which is completely false.
It's not false.
We have to go to break because we're out of time in the second segment because Kip chose to eat the whole dadgum segment with Michael Jordan rhetoric.
Michael Jordan would beat LeBron James in an MMA fight today.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood.
Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Brunswick High has released their 2019 spring schedule for the upcoming football season. Pirates will commence with position meetings on April the 29th. Next day, Brunswick will suit up for practice on April the 30th, and will have practices and film sessions all the way through May the 16th. On Friday, May 17th, BHS will suit up for the 2019 spring game against the Ware County Gators. The Pirates missed the playoffs last season and will be heading into year three of the Sean Pender era. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at georgiasportsedition.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Greatest song of all time. Right there.
That kind of takes me out of my Nintendo mood, though.
Yeah, but that's a classic.
All right, so during the break, I had to listen to Kip ramble some more about Michael Jordan.
I mean, I was a Piston fan when Jordan was playing. I mean, Jordan took knocked my boys off the top of the ladder. I got to give him credit. Yeah. Best basketball player I've ever seen in my life.
And so, unfortunately now, after Kip hijacked all of segment two with Jordan rhetoric.
No, we were talking NBA All-Star, and all I said was,
nothing.
Why do you name a team after a player that's not even in the playoffs playoffs started.
You're going to hijack this one, too? Because what I was going to say is, after you hijack segment two,
okay,
segment three is Kip's butthurt list. And so we go from Kip hijacking an entire whole segment, last segment, to just handing him his own segment right after that. Whatever. This segment, which is going to be Kip's, of the Jason Bishop Show, with Kip Branch, on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia Sea Grill. Kip, take it away with the read and on in the butter.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need, and M&B Liquors, locally, family-owned, and operated since 1985.
Before you get started, just want to let you know, one of our Facebook watchers says, I have mad hops.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
I gotcha.
All right. So every week, this is Kip's segment where he talks about teams or individuals, or even, I guess, cities.
It's interactive, man. I mean, you join in.
All right, so take it away.
Number 10 on the top 10 butthurt list this week, the Jacksonville Jaguars. You need a quarterback. You've known you needed a quarterback for 3-4 years now. Make a deal. Go out, get Nick Foles, because if you want to get back in the playoffs, he's your guy.
Number 10 is the Jaguars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number 9, the Brunswick High School boys basketball team. They're sitting here right now at 13-10. Won last night against Effingham, but have lost 4 or 5 games. Got some, you know, they got to get ready for tournament time. But right now, the Pirate Nation's butthurt when it comes to boys basketball.
Okay.
Number 8, the New York Knicks. They're sitting here at 10-41. Their best player, Porzingis, they trade him to the Dallas Mavericks. And they get absolutely nothing in return.
There are some rumors that the reason they made that trade is because they think they're going to land KD.
Okay, they think they're going to land him. So you trade your franchise player to the Dallas Mavericks, who, yeah, he's injured, but he may not be back for this season. But he's an all-star. You trade your best player for nothing.
By the way, not to interrupt you,
yeah,
the Lakers have made an official offer to the Pelicans for KD, and in that offer, they offered up Lonzo Ball. Just throwing that out there.
Okay. Number 7, the Atlanta Braves. They're going to continue to climb this list until they go out and get a number 1 starter. I mean, guys, what are we waiting on?
Christmas.
What are we waiting on?
Wait, that came and went.
It's gone. Yeah. Number 6, the Los Angeles Lakers. They're sitting here at 27-25. Ninth in the West. Playoffs start today. The Lakers, with the best player on the planet, they don't make the playoffs. Now they're trying to go out and stack the deck like LeBron always does to try to get him some help to win a championship.
Because he has no help now.
Oh, he's got plenty of help. They got young talent, but, you know, you pulling hamstrings and all this kind of stuff. So, Laker Nation, you were talking all that trash when LeBron signed that contract about how they were going to win the Western Conference, be the number 1 team in the Western Conference. Right now, you're not even in the playoffs. Number 5, the city of St. Louis. The Rams ditched you, went back to L.A., and they're playing in the Super Bowl tomorrow.
That's pretty good.
And it brings up all that butthurt feelings that you had when they ran off and left and went back to L.A. 21 years, the Rams were in St. Louis. Won a world championship when they were in St. Louis. They got a new owner. The city ponied up about $500 million to try to keep the team in St. Louis. And the owner said, no thanks. We're going back to L.A. And the Rams, St. Louis hadn't got over that yet. Number 4, the Atlanta Hawks. 16-35, and you'd have nobody selected to Team LeBron or whatever it's called in the NBA All-Star game. Hawks have no All-Stars. I thought every NBA team was supposed to have an All-Star.
Nope. I don't even know who's on whose team in that game.
I guess it's time to bring John Konkak and Dominique Wilkins back out of retirement. Some of these guys The Atlanta Hawks are a perennial lottery team now.
Who's John Konkak?
Let's see. I'm bringing up old Hawk names from the past. Tree Rollins.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Number 3, the University of Missouri. Can you say academic fraud? You go out, you get Kelly Bryant from Clemson. He comes in and you go on 2 years of probation for academic fraud. I guess Kelly is looking for another team now.
Yes.
So he'll get a waiver and he can go play somewhere else because Missouri is cheating and they got caught. 2 years probation.
I wonder how that works with his classes, right? Because he hasn't even been there
a semester
yet.
It really doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, number 2, the city of New Orleans. You still haven't got over getting hosed by the NBA official, I mean by the NFL officials.
It looked clean to me.
And now AD's talking about requesting a trade to the Los Angeles Lakers. You might as well, if KD leaves New Orleans, you might as well shut the whole city down. Just make it a party town. Just say, hey, we're opening up. Just come to Bourbon Street and we'll just party 24 hours because our sports teams just can't get it done. And number one.
Wait. How good does that leave the Pelicans if Anthony Davis leaves?
How good?
Yeah, how good are they without him?
They're awful now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're like 7 games under .500. Yeah, they go to being a lottery team again if AD gets traded. And number one, Super Bowl tomorrow in Atlanta. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Atlanta Falcons. Your city is the focal point of Super Bowl 53. You're hosting it, and it brings back all those painful memories of 2 years ago when you blow a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl. Falcon Nation. Matty Ice watching in their own hometown.
No Cowboys?
No, Cowboys didn't make it. I'll get back on them later.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time. Time only.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
During the break, we added another question to our Twitter question of the week, and that is, if you cheat in college football, should you win? You can find these questions at Twitter, bishop_show. If you go there, please vote on these things. We like talking about them. We have noticed that our voter numbers are slightly going up. Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redford Village on St. Simons has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When I think about Tom Brady, I think
he's the man.
Empire, dynasty.
He's the man. I just, you know, he's going to play in his ninth Super Bowl tomorrow.
No other quarterback's been to more than four.
Nine Super Bowls. That's insane.
He's trying to win his sixth.
Yep.
No other quarterback's won more than four.
The only quarterbacks to beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, are you listening, Jaguar fans? Nick Foles and Eli Manning.
Have you seen the Eli Manning commercial with Odell Beckham, the dance routine?
No. Is it pretty good?
Yeah. I think it's airing during the Super Bowl. I think it's when it's supposed to launch. I saw it on YouTube. It's pretty funny.
Tom Brady probably have seven rings right now if it wasn't for Eli.
Yeah, he'd be 7-1.
7-1. Jacksonville. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl last year.
Him and LeBron typically are playing for championships. Brady and LeBron. The GOATs of their sport.
The best in their sport right now. The GOAT. You're right, Tom Brady, he's the greatest all-time quarterback. But LeBron James, and here you go again, he is not the GOAT. He might be the second or third best player of all time, and that's debatable.
He's been like the eight finals.
So? How many has he lost?
So that sums up our show in a nutshell. I give an irrefutable fact that proves my point. LeBron has been to more finals than any other NBA player in history. So I say, LeBron's been to eight finals, Kip. And Kip's rebuttal is, so?
That's not a factual statement about been to the most finals in NBA history.
In the recent era.
Oh, okay. See, you always have to come up with something to justify that stuff that comes out of that trap over there. But that's okay. If you go to the NBA Finals and lose, that just makes you, you know, you're the first loser. That's all. But what were we talking about? NFL.
Yeah. Show notes again. Kip is on a high. So early on when Kip came onto the show, he would do this on a regular routine, and management had to sit him down and say, "Look, Kip, you have to stick to the shot sheet. You have to stick to the show notes. You can't just hijack a segment and talk about something that's not even listed to talk about. You got to chill with that." And so he's done a pretty good job for about 6-8 months, and it has just all
you brought up LeBron James talking about Tom Brady. You brought it up. I mean, it don't matter if we ever talk about LeBron on this show. He's a great player, but he loses. He's not what I consider a clutch player.
And so the show notes for this segment say, Super Bowl recap, 56.5 is the over-under for the Rams and the Patriots. I would take the under in this game. 56.5 is a lot.
That is a lot. And they had to go to overtime. It was a pretty similar over-under with the Chiefs and the Patriots, and they had to go to overtime to break that.
And they didn't even get close to the over-under in that game. Or not in that game, excuse me, in the Rams and Saints game.
Right.
Which I picked the over and I lost money on because they didn't even come close to getting to 50 whatever points it was.
Yeah. So I think the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. I do.
I do too.
I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, and I And I think Aaron Donald and Sue on that defensive line are going to put some pressure on Tom Brady in that pocket like he hadn't seen this playoff season.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe force a couple of picks or just make him just get him get his timing off a little bit. But I think the key to this football game is going to be the defensive line for the Los Angeles Rams. If they put pressure on Tom Brady, the Rams are going to win this football game.
The New England Patriots offensive line is very good. They've done a great job of keeping Tom Brady upright pretty much all season, and that's why I like the Patriots to win.
Okay. I mean, Patriots win, Rams win. I'm going to pick the Rams. I think they're going to win the football game.
Me too. I'm with you there.
I think that Gurley's going to have a good game. I think Todd Gurley... You know, we're making predictions. I'm going to predict Todd Gurley as the Super Bowl MVP.
And hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. I'm with you.
And, you know, Rams, it all hinges on the Rams defense tomorrow.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldNilesPharmacy.com.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call. 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Brunswick High has released their 2019 spring schedule for the upcoming football season. Pirates will commence with position meetings on April the 29th. Next day, Brunswick will suit up for practice on April the 30th, and will have practices and film sessions all the way through May the 16th. On Friday, May 17th, BHS will suit up for the 2019 spring game against the Ware County Gators. The Pirates missed the playoffs last season and will be heading into year three of the Sean Pender era. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
That rejoin just kind of is thrown at you out of nowhere.
It's boom.
Bam.
We're back.
Back. Last segment of the show. I was telling Kip in the break that he would be a great plane hijacker. You don't even see it coming, and before you know it, you're landing in Beirut.
Golly. Man, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the plane hijacker, is brought to you by Pristine Water and by Molina's Landscaping.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roasts and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Before we get into Braves rumors, because that's what we're about to do, Twitter, Bishop_show, our questions for this week. Do you know who former Georgia football player Patrick Pass is?
The diehards know that.
Okay. Which Georgia football running back would you rather have, Todd Gurley or Sony Michel? And if you cheat in college football, should you win?
Yes.
Go vote.
If you're going to cheat, you better get something out of it, you know?
I feel like the Braves are being...
They're cheating their fans.
Cheating their fans, yeah. Took the words out of my mouth.
Golly. Can we get a frontline starter? I say a we, like I'm on the roster, but can the Braves get a frontline starter? A closer? There's Kimbrel rumors out there, but a starter? You got 9,072 arms in the minor league system. You can trade some of them to get a number one starter. And package Julio Teheran in the deal as well.
Braves went in the offseason with three needs: the back end of the bullpen, a frontline starter, and a corner outfielder. Well, they went and got Nick Markakis because they couldn't do anything in the corner outfield position. And so here we are, almost ready to report to spring training. No frontline starter, no help in the back end of the bullpen. But they're negotiating with the Marlins for a third catcher.
Right. Makes no sense. And everybody in your division has gotten better.
Except the Marlins.
And they're never going to get better. I did ride by their balls down in Miami last week on a business trip.
Mm-hmm.
Rode by that ballpark. That's a nice-looking ballpark, man. Good-looking ballpark.
A lot of money put into it.
Yeah. And the product that it plays out of it is not very good. But the Marlins always are able to find kids and put them in their minor league system. And these they have good talent in their system. They just, you know, go get paid somewhere else and turn it have great careers. But the Marlins are a good farm system.
So we've heard the Braves linked to JT Realmuto. We've heard the Braves linked to Craig Kimbrel. We've heard the Braves linked to Dallas Keuchel. We've heard the Braves linked to Michael Brantley, who is now off the market. Nick Markakis, of course, ended up signing. Corey Kluber, we've heard the Braves linked there. Nick Castellanos, we've heard the Braves linked there. And none of these things have happened except Nick Markakis.
And that's just, and pitchers and catchers are going to report within 2 weeks. Please, Atlanta, don't do this to us again. Don't do it to us this year. Don't get swollen up on your pride and say, oh, we got a team that can compete right now. You've got to have some pitching. You've got to have some quality, experienced, battle-tested, playoff-tough pitching.
I'll go ahead and lay this out for you. Same thing will happen this year that happened last year. If you don't address your starting staff and your bullpen, what's going to happen is you've got a rotation that's full of starters that like to go five innings, six on a good day. And so your bullpen is going to have to pick up the load. And when you get later in the season, the bullpen is taxed and is not nearly as effective as what they were in the first half of the season. And then you limp into the playoffs by the skin of your teeth. In the Braves' case, that wasn't the case because their division was bad. And you get the playoffs, and you got thumped. It wasn't even competitive. You need a back-end guy, And more importantly, you need a starter that when you hand him the baseball every fifth day, you know good and well you're getting seven innings on a bad day.
That's one thing I miss about baseball season. You going on your rant, your weekly rant about Braves pitchers can't go past five innings. That's good stuff, man. I miss that. I'm glad baseball season's back.
We're almost there.
Almost there. The rant about starters can't go into the seventh and eighth inning. It doesn't happen much anymore. So, Braves, please get a frontline starter. Get a number one starter. And don't tease us with Julio Teheran. He's got to go.
I would give nothing. There are very few things that I wouldn't give to see Julio Teheran trot out on opening day and be the frontline guy.
Man,
day starter again for the Braves. There's not much I wouldn't give to see that.
I might take a putt. If that happened, I might take a putter and just crash out the screen of my TV. Just try to just take my best baseball swing with a putter in my TV. Probably wouldn't go over well at home, but that's what Braves fans feel like when you don't give them what they want.
Imagine the scene. Teheran trots out of the dugout. The crowd stands and cheers. Says, this might be the year that Teheran breaks out.
I give him a lot of grief on this show. You're easy on him. I'm hard on him on this show. But he's no better than your number four starter.
He is, at the end of the day, what he is, is he is a solid number three starter in the major leagues. That's what he is. He's a number three that for the Braves for the past few years has been pitching as their number one because they didn't have anything better.
And you got all these arms. You got to package some of these arms. Braves can draft some pitchers now, so you got to package some of these arms and send them on a deal. So you got to send prospects to get that frontline starter. Kluber, I want Kluber bad.
I'd like to have either Kluber or Keuchel. Either one works for me.
Yeah, I'd rather have Kluber, though. Keuchel's left-handed. I mean, I just think he's got more. He throws harder. I like Kluber. Yep.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golnile's Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golnile's Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.